On January 19th, nearly 24 hours before a total lunar eclipse, an earthquake originating 13 kilometers or 8 miles from Tongoy, Chile, rumbled out at 6.7 on the Richter scale. The seismic eruption triggered emergency power outages in the cities of La Serena, Coquimbo, and Ovalle, with relatively minimal damage, including two deaths caused by heart attack. More than statistics, what defines an experience like this is the quilt of stories, composing a single shared instant between friends, family, and strangers across hundreds of miles. Before adventuring through the darkened streets, littered with fallen roof tiles and shattered glass, I sat beside my pen pal of nearly 10 years in the Universidad de La Serena University Theater. Along with hundreds of others, we were enjoying excerpts of opera performed by many of her friends. It was, in fact, during the climax of the final song when the theater began to rattle. Chileans are especially accustomed to seismic activity, but some, including myself, immediately began scanning for an exit. Sui Mei assured me with a gaze that I may be overreacting, and the choir continued to sing, but neither did the quaking stop. The room grew increasingly anxious, and I couldn't help but distrust the heavy metal decorations overhead as bits of plaster rained down from the ceiling. Even after the lights cut out, a certain calmness, courteous and essential, ensued, and I believe to have heard the choir even as we spilled with all others into the fresh moonlight. What I remember most clearly is the security of Sui Mei's hand, the same that had composed the letters that tied us together for so many years, taking mine. Seagulls spinning above, I struggled to trust that the earth had indeed stilled, and immediately the communion bore fruit with each person excitedly exchanging their perspective. I share a sentiment overheard that it must have been the concert experience of a lifetime. Stoplights extinguished, tsunami alerts ringing out, we began the journey home, guided by smartphones. Neither will I forget the tenacity of those musicians determined to perform even as the theater heaved from below.